Deuxième traversée de l'univers de Radia, où une seconde se compte du bout des doigts, les yeux fermés et l'esprit ouvert. Seconde incursion, où l'on vient purger sa pénombre à la lueur d'une vision qui s'éloigne, où l'on s'échappe d'une prison organique par un vertige clinique. Seconde exploration, où les heures du rêve se font digitales et laissent leurs empreintes sur un avenir radio. Deuxième dérive, où les esclaves admirent leurs chaînes assemblées en un bouquet numérique dans un temps universel, où le climat social se dérègle dans un nuage magnétique, menace planant au-dessus de l'état d'urgence. Seconde immersion, dans une foule difforme et asphyxiée, et qui s'engage dans ce qui pourrait n'être qu'une guerre de jouets.
C'est l'heure de se lever. Il est 7h30. C'est l'heure de se lever. Il est 7.
Il est 8h. Bienvenue sur Infocom. Le ministère de l'Information nous signale qu'une enquête est en cours sur le brouillage des réseaux. Un orage magnétique domine à l'est et serait à l'origine des perturbations. Il empêche la progression normale de la dépression sur notre zone. Des équipes sont en œuvre pour sécuriser l'ensemble du réseau. Si vous êtes victime de brouillage, n'hésitez pas à prendre contact avec le bureau du ministère le plus proche.
The news that was reaching me from the outside world was bad. There was going to be more delays on the line. The drizzle reminded me that it had been a long time since I had taken a holiday. I was fed up with this job. I needed a breath of fresh air.
Bonjour. Merci d'avoir introduit vos données.
Since the ministries had been reshuffled, the customer had simply vanished. Business was rather slow.
Attention, vous quittez la zone B.
In a nutshell, I was heading for trouble and the day was just beginning.
Bienvenue dans le district de Bruxelles-Ville, zone H. La STIB et Google vous remercient et vous souhaitent une bonne journée.
My name is Gérard. Gérard Clamart. I am a seismic operator. Before going freelance, I worked with the Office of Analysis, Department of Plate Tectonics. The guy at the administration desk had a blank stare. Well into his 50s, he looked like your typical lifetime civil servant. There was a file on the table. A word had been written on the cover. Radia. He slowly explained that the administration was supposedly overloaded and had to be relieved of a few files. Taking advantage of the reorganization, they had decided to check the stages of a host of companies. I was free to conduct the inquiry as I saw fit. The job was quite remote from my area of competence, but my finances were in bad shape. It felt like I didn't have much of a choice. I took the job.
De se lever. Il est 7h30. C'est l'heure de se lever. Il est 7h30.
L'information en direct, 24h. Le réseau Téléplus. Un bouquet de multi-réseaux avec 182 chaînes de télé-achat, 76 chaînes de télé-saveurs, 384 chaînes de télé-réalité, 160 chaînes de télé-découvertes. Et la chaîne d'information de référence, Infocom. Le réseau Téléplus, la qualité incomparable. Thank you. voici l'index des avis de recherche pour aujourd'hui. Disparu, 11 majeurs. 3 mineurs. Appel à témoins, 4 meurtres. 7 décès suspects, 4 mœurs. 2 accidents de la mobilité avec délit de fuite. 4 objets de valeur. 3 objets volés, 1 objet retrouvé. Retrouvez l'intégralité des index sur info.com, rubrique avis de recherche. À demain pour affaires non classées.
The machine had started grumbling nervously. I had asked my brother Raymond to dig up data on the Radia company. His position with the Ministry of Digs could be useful in situations like these. My bro had been quick to reply. Radia, public company founded in Italy in 1933, dummy company used to finance the avant-garde. After a brief incursion in radio art toward the end of last century, the company had specialized in trade and network management. It had gone bankrupt on April the 4th, 2032, for unknown reasons. The last corporate address was on an island in the Federate State of Micronesia, in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Nothing had been heard of it since then. The Radia company had vanished. An appendix of several pages listed people who had worked with the company. To appease my conscience, I typed in the names of Radia people in the database dating back to those days. Barbara Fries, Samuel Foschia, Jax van de Put, Dirk Magnette, Damien McGinley, Pamela Crest. I discovered that they all died within a few months of the company going bankrupt. It was during the period of social unrest when the new ministries were set up and Hart was abolished. What good was it to audit a company that was out of business? Once again, the administration was being remarkably incompetent. I tried to reach my contact in his office. He was out. The whole thing was starting to get furiously on my nerves. My Hitel started buzzing. It was a Jax van de Put asking me to meet at 7 p.m. on the top floor of 11 Rue Blaze. It took me a few minutes to figure out the link between this message and the list of Radia employees. It was 3:30 p.m. I stretched out on the inflatable couch. How the hell could that guy have risen from the dead so quickly? All of a sudden, this dusty case was taking on a turn that I found rather enjoyable. I still had a good 3 hours to kill. I poured myself a whiskey cocaine and slowly sipped it while dreamily staring at the ceiling.
at the tone, 0 hours, 0 minutes, coordinated universal time.
Surrounded by two rows of diamonds. The total weight of the diamonds is 0.30 carat, and appraised value of the ring is $1,125. Now, listen to me. This is on sale for only $495. So look at the sale.
All right, Mo, what's coming up this morning?
What's not coming up?
$5,000 up for grabs.
All right, trouble in paradise for two blondes and their dim husbands.
It's a big light at the end of the tunnel.
I swear to God.
Three shootings in 12 hours in the city yesterday and into today, with more on Toronto's latest round of gunfire.
They suggest there are more cases of child abuse and neglect in Canada than researchers had thought.
An early morning shooting in the city has left one man in hospital in serious condition.
Health officials are still trying to determine what virus killed residents of a Toronto nursing home.
A man was rushed to St. Michael's Hospital just after 3 o'clock this morning after being shot several times, including once in the stomach.
The tour boat that capsized and sank on Lake George in upstate New York has been refloated and now towed to shore.
Staff Sergeant Simpkins says the victim isn't making it easy for police.
The victim's not being cooperative.
Pleasant crashed into his taxi on Tuesday.
So far, police have no suspects.
Now, a car was also hit in a drive-by shooting around 9:30 last night in Scarborough. No one was hurt, luckily, but police are talking to the vehicle owner. And a man was rushed to hospital with serious injuries after being shot in the stomach near Jane and Finch around 3:30 yesterday afternoon.
Criminal investigation. Scandal.
Public confession.
Consensus. Scandal.
Power.
And we're still talking.
Frankly, I don't care.
Thank you.
at the tone, 0 hours, 0 minutes, coordinated universal time.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Er sagt, dass es gut ist, dass ich doch nicht zu den Russen gefahren bin. Es war besser so, es ist besser so. Während die ARD ihren zweiten Reporter im Sanitätsflugzeug des ADAC nach Hause fliegen lässt, fragt er mich nach einem PDF-Ausdruck am Computer und wann ich denn nach Hause komme, zu ihm. Um Kaffee zu trinken. Ich warte darauf, dass Christoph nach Hause kommt und schaue, wie die Monate zuvor, leicht schuldbewusst auf mein ungelesenes Russisch-Lehrbuch.